This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Be honest with yourselves. In all the history of modern media, have you ever seen them demonize someone more than they have yours truly? Ask yourself, why is the corporate media, why is Hollywood so desperately afraid of me? Why do they lie and twist my every word and then desperately tell you not to listen to me? It's because, ladies and gentlemen, I've got their number. I've done the research. It's unbelievable the crimes they're openly committing. They think you're idiots. They think you're morons. They brag on C-SPAN that you have the attention of a goldfish. Zuckerberg says, my users trust me. They're dumb. Well, you know what? I don't think you're a dumb. I think you have a soul and a heart and a mind. And I believe they've been bombarding you with chemicals and biologicals and brainwashing from birth via television until you don't know even what universe you're living in. So I'm here to shake you awake, because if we don't come together, the globalists are going to be able to totally dominate our species and destroy us forever. Actually tune into the show at InfoWars.com for yourself. Write down some notes and then search out the terms and issues I'm covering and find out, ladies and gentlemen, the reason they fear InfoWars and myself so much is that we are simply the rabbit hole. It's up to you to take the red pill and find out how deep it goes. The Matrix doesn't want you to take that pill. I just want you to know, all I am offering is the truth. I may look through a scanner darkly and distort some things in my own mind, but the final equation, I'm trying to tell the truth, and that's why I've changed the world. So find out what the enemy's so scared of right now. Find out what I'm actually saying for yourself and not what they're telling you I said. The globalists want you to sleep so they can live. I want you to awaken so we can all have a future together. I'm Alex Jones. Visit InfoWars.com today and find out why I am public enemy number one.
All right, and that was Alex Jones, and I'm David Knight here live in studio. We have an amazing amount of news that you may think that you've heard everything there is to hear about fake news, but just within the last couple of days, we've had major retractions from the New York Times, a paper of record, from the AP. Jake Tapper is putting out fake news about Donald Trump trying to blackmail Joe and Mika and holding up a fake National Enquirer cover. We have a staged video of a refugee drowning. We're going to take a look at that. And then Carl Bernstein coming out and saying we have a malignant presidency, saying that we have to have the mainstream media attack this in a way that we've never had this happen before. And then as we see at the top of Drudge, we see a tweet that somebody started on Reddit where they basically showed it was a clip of Donald Trump during the wrestling days body slamming somebody. And, of course, we all know that wrestling is not real, folks, right? Maybe they could figure that out. And they were telling us that, don't worry, we have this Shakespeare play where we make somebody look as much like Donald Trump as we can so we can stab him to death and applaud for that in New York City. And now the media is having fits saying Trump is promoting violence against CNN. I mean, this is a cartoon that you see here. There's nobody specifically targeted. That's a key difference there. They got just a CNN block over somebody's face that he's throwing around there in the arena. And what they're alluding to is the fact that they are losing so badly. We have a White House aide saying fake news is collapsing in on itself. And it absolutely is. That's what that meme is about. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about war building up in North Korea, as well as the Democrats trying to hide election information from the Trump administration. That's right. They've been telling everybody that it wasn't rigged. We know that it was. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. We got July 4th is right around the corner. We got Obama warning us, don't get too patriotic. Don't get into that nationalism. At the same time, he's doing this in Indonesia, his real home country, the place that he grew up, where his CIA mother and his father that raised him, Sotero, was involved in that brutal regime that you don't hear anything about in the United States, because they were our killers. They were the CIA killers, and they had a massive purge there that was politically based, and he grew up there, went to a madrasa there, and he's down there telling everybody that we should not be too nationalistic and that we only have a temporary loss of American leadership. But don't worry, we're going to get back into the climate change, the globalism that he's pushing in Jakarta, as he's telling us don't get very patriotic on the 4th of July weekend. Well, we're not going to pay any attention to him. And there's going to be some people who are lighting up for freedom in Vegas. We're going to talk about that as well. Vegas has sweetened the pot. They've upped the ante on putting down the war on drugs, and it is now legal. They had four states, you may remember, in the election in November that legalized marijuana. And Nevada is the first one to implement it starting this weekend. But they have left a lot of tripwires for people, and we're going to tell you about that. And you need to be very careful if you're going there for tourism, because they have left some very dangerous tripwires in there in terms of restrictions on how you can use this supposedly now legal substance. We'll see what they've left in there. Also, we have White House is talking about how the White House aide went on radio and said fake news is collapsing in on itself. And we're going to start with that before we get the preparations for war. Trump is going to be calling the Chinese and Japanese leaders later today. That is getting very, very touchy. We've had some encounters on the artificial islands that the Chinese have built in the Philippine Bay there. And so we're going to be talking about that as well. But let's talk about what's going on with fake news first. Because today, just the last couple of days, ever since Donald Trump went with Joe and Mika, things have really been changing very quickly. And Donald Trump is saying, let's play this clip of what he says about the fake media. He says, they're trying to silence us, but we will not let them. Let's play that clip.
The fake media is trying to silence us, but we will not let them. Because the people know the truth. The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House, but I'm president and they're not.
He stole that line from Al Franken, right? I'm Al Franken and you're not? He says, well, actually, I'm president and you're not. And that goes for you too, Al Franken. All right, let's get it there. Let's get back to what actually happened, because it's been a big couple of days. And, of course, This all began about 10 days ago, remember, when we had CNN get caught in a fake story. They pulled it back. They started saying, we're going to have review at the vice president level within CNN of any of these Russian stories. We had the Democrats saying, we need to pull back on this. We're overplaying it. We're doing this to the exclusion of other issues. They realized that they had jumped the shark. Then he had CNN fire three people. Then we had the James O'Keefe revelations that came out throughout the week. But now in the last couple of days, what we've had is the New York Times and the AP telling us that, no, actually, there weren't 17 intelligence agencies. They've been lying to us since December. Remember that? That story. And we're going to talk about how many thousands of stories, how many times that has been repeated. That, quite frankly, came from Hillary Clinton. And the fact that they continue to repeat that Hillary Clinton lie and did so even before the campaign was over tells you that the intelligence agencies, that the law enforcement agencies were in with Hillary Clinton, as were the news media. And we're going to talk about the Hatch Act and their legal culpability in this as well. But then in addition to this, we've had Jake Tapper then come out and say Joe and Mika were threatened to be blackmailed by Donald Trump. And then he shows a National Enquirer cover that was totally fake. And, of course, there wasn't any evidence issued for that, except just that they said that he was, if they didn't do such and such, which they didn't do, that Donald Trump was going to have some fake stories put out about them or something, or tell the truth about them, which didn't happen. So where's the blackmail? I don't know. I guess it's all in Jake Tapper's mind. Maybe if we could see inside that fake issue of the National Enquirer, maybe the details are in there, inside that fake issue of the National Enquirer. Then we have Carl Bernstein come out, one of the venerable reporters who was involved in the Nixon coup, the Watergate coup. That was truly a coup. You need to understand that in context. That truly was a coup against Richard Nixon that was done with involvement of the FBI at the highest levels, just as we're seeing now. The collusion between the press, between the FBI, between other agencies. Although now we have a lot more intelligence agencies, and they have a lot more capability of doing that type of thing. But Carl Bernstein is coming out and saying that this is calling for a different kind of reporting. We're going to play that for you as well. And then you have, as the final bit of information here, I'm giving you an overview. We're going to go into a little bit more detail with these. We're going to play the videos. We're going to show you what they had to say. But the amazing thing about this is that if you look at the Drudge Report, at the top of the Drudge Report, there was a little GIF that was created on Reddit, and it showed, it was a clip where Donald Trump was playing around in his world wrestling days, and they had a staged attack, as you can see there. But the individual that he's taking down, they put a CNN over it. And that's exactly what Donald Trump was just saying. He said, the fake media is trying to silence us. We will not let them. He understands that he's in a wrestling match with the fake media. And they look at this and they say, this is a call for violence against CNN reporters. It's not. These are the same people who push back against the idea that a Shakespeare play, where they make it very clear that it's Donald Trump and his wife who has an accent just like Melania, and they stab him to death, and the audience is cheering that. And, of course, they come back and say, well, you know, we've done that sort of thing before with Obama. Did the audience cheer when Obama was slaughtered on stage, or were they sad? I think it probably was the latter. I think they probably were not cheering. But they did that. And as we were saying, that's going to incite violence. And we had the shooting of the congressional individuals at the baseball game, Scalise and others. And they kept saying, oh, there's nothing about that at all. Very specific threats about a president that they have demonized. And yet here we have a tongue-in-cheek wrestling video where Trump is wrestling CNN, just in general, just a metaphor for CNN. And they come out with these types of headlines. Trump appears to promote violence against CNN with his tweet. Trump punches CNN in a juvenile tweet. Trump tweets a fake video of him attacking CNN. Really? You think that was fake? You know, the guy really didn't have a CNN logo over his head. Come on. To say that that was a fake, it was a parody video. And that's Politico, of course, trying to stretch this out. Let's play a clip, guys, that we have of the White House press corps falsely accusing the White House staff of assault. This was on MSNBC.
That lap was like that.
Yeah, it was like literally.
nuts. I've never seen like that. I'm just, but this guy was assaulting me on the way.
I got so angry.
I'm not exactly sure what we're hearing behind the scenes. It looked like a little bit of getting roughed up in some form as the reporters were leaving the Oval Office there. Suffice to say, you saw the two presidents of South Carolina.
So there's a little bit of a double standard going on there. I think when they act out very violently an assassination of Donald Trump, make it very clear in every way that they can, and they took a lot of liberties with Shakespeare's play. They worked Twitter into it and so forth, just so that you know. The guy was a dead ringer for Donald Trump, and then they say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. That's artistic license. But they don't want even a silly gif like that with Donald Trump wrestling people. They don't want that to go out. Let's take a look at what the White House aide said when we come back. He said the fake news complex is collapsing. He said to those supporters of the Trump administration who are worried about all the fake news reporting in the last 23 weeks, I can assure you, just ignore it. Yeah, he's winning. He body slammed them, and they're not very happy about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to break down what really happened with these phony 17 intelligence agencies. Not at all. They're finally having to fess up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting up the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sal. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
David Knight on this July 2nd. I just want to remind you before I get back to the news that we have our 4th of July summer mega special in effect. Free shipping store-wide on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. And massive discounts on things like BrainForce, 30% off. Supermale Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, 30% off. Z-Shield, 30% off. And InfoWars Select Storable Food. Not only is it free shipping, but 30 to 40% off at InfoWars Select Storable Food. This is a great time to take advantage of this. Massive discounts, as heavy as it's ever been discounted, 30 to 40% for InfoWars Select Storable Food and free shipping. This is the time to stock up, folks. We've got a very uncertain situation that we're in right now. And, of course, we don't know what's going to happen with North Korea. That's one of the news stories we're going to be getting to later in the broadcast. We have Donald Trump is going to be talking to the leaders of Japan and China, trying to unwind that situation. It's a very complicated situation. It is a hair trigger. The guy is absolutely, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is absolutely insane and provocative. And it's not really clear that even though the Chinese have a great deal of leverage with him, if they can reason with this guy. So we do not want to see an attack. We don't want to see him attack first, but we also don't want to see some kind of a war. That exactly what do we do with that? We're just waiting to see what happens with it. So it's always good to be prepared. You should always have storable food. You should have the types of supplies that you need. Now is a great time to stock up on that while we have free shipping. Also, Emmerich's Essentials, the outdoor pack, that's 40% off, and Living Defense, 20% off. Take a look at all the specials that we have as part of this 4th of July summer mega special, and remember that we have free shipping store-wide on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's go back to what's happening with the news. As we see the mainstream media literally melting down, and Carl Bernstein, that we're going to talk about in just a moment here, understand that when he comes out and he says that we have a malignant presidency and we need to do something that we've never done before and come after them. This is a guy that led the coup against Richard Nixon along with the FBI and others. And so when we look at this and we look at him taking down the mask of objectivity, they never came out during Watergate with this kind of candor about how politically involved the media was. And, of course, the thing that has always kept them in the position of authority is to talk about how disinterested and objective and rational that they are. They don't take sides, they say. No, they do. And we're seeing that very, very clearly. Not only are they taking sides, but they're putting out false information and they're pushing for a coup openly. And so basically they truly are collapsing in on themselves, as a White House aide Gorka said. He's deputy assistant to President Trump. He went on a radio show and he said the fake news complex is collapsing in on itself. We see that with the with a massive scandal at CNN, having to fire people who are generating totally false stories about the administration. We see that with the severe personnel cuts at the New York Times. And, of course, now we see that even more clearly. Let's take a look at what's going on with the Associated Press and with the New York Times about these 17 U.S. intelligence agencies. Remember, we've been told that since December. The AP, and their retraction, says the Associated Press reported that all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies have agreed that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election to benefit Donald Trump. That assessment was based on information collected by three agencies, not 17, three agencies, FBI, CIA, NSA. And it was published by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which represents all U.S. intelligence agencies. Not all 17 intelligence agencies were involved in reaching the assessment. Now, that's AP walking it back, correcting the record. New York Times doesn't even get their correction correct. The New York Times correction, which was buried in a story a couple of days ago, the New York Times correction, quote unquote, is still wrong. WD pointed out that they tucked it into the bottom of a story titled Trump's Deflections and Denials on Russia Frustrate Even His Allies. They published it on June 25th, and this is how we we missed it. The correction came out on the 29th, a White House memo article on Monday about Trump's deflections and denials about Russia referred incorrectly to the source of an intelligence assessment that said Russia orchestrated hacking attacks during last year's presidential election. The assessment was made by four intelligence agencies. No, they're wrong. Remember, it's three. AP just pointed that out, and we'll tell you why. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, that's not an agency. Okay, that's the one that all the others report to. The CIA, the FBI, and the NSA. The assessment was not approved by all 17 organizations in the American intelligence community. And they said, but even that correction is inaccurate. It goes beyond the fact that they said it was four agencies when it was only three. And they point out that the assessment was not made by those agencies, not even the three agencies, New York Times. The agencies simply approved the assessment, but the assessment was not done by the agencies. It was done by a highly irregular committee. That fact was disclosed by Director of National Intelligence, former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, during the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee hearing on May 8th, when he acknowledged that the assessment was not conducted by his office, by the FBI, by the CIA, not by the NSA. It was done by a panel. Okay? You understand this? So the New York Times is saying, well, it was four agencies when it was really three agencies. But it wasn't even done by those three agencies. And James Clapper, who was director of the National Intelligence Office, said that in the subcommittee hearing during a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee hearing. Clapper told senators that the assessment was actually made by two dozen or so, quote-unquote, seasoned experts who were handpicked from the contributing agencies. So you understand this? These are a few people who are brought in, and they're told what to say, essentially. You understand how this works, right? Let's listen to what he had to say. And how did those four agencies verify the accuracy of the panel's assessment and ultimately give it its stamp of approval? Clapper said, well, I'm not aware that anyone dissented or that they disagreed when it came out. So they handpick these guys. Do you think maybe they're people who are going to do what they're told? Do you think maybe they're people who have a political agenda? And they come in as this handpicked panel and they present them with an assessment. And then nobody speaks out against it. Why would they? They haven't done any investigation, most likely. And so because of that, now we have unanimous approval by that handpicked panel of this. And then it escalates to the point where it is now unanimously approved by all 17 agencies. Former CIA officer Fred Flights, who's 25 years of service in the national security positions, said that convening such a panel was a drastic departure from normal protocol. It went against all standing rules. It carried a strong political stench, and it rendered the findings suspicious. That's a report from WND, and they got that exactly right. So they have this political panel that they put in that has a political stench to it, and they put that out there, and then they escalate it to all 17 agencies. But when we come back, we're going to talk about where that came from and how it was pushed and how we pushed back against it from the very beginning. We're also going to tell you about the real news about how the election was rigged. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position.
position.
My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. It is coming fast and furious. I know you've heard fake news over and over again. And every side, it's calling the other side fake. But now we have the New York Times, the Associated Press, we have CNN melting down, firing people, having major retractions after they've been pushing the lie of 17 intelligence agencies saying that the Russians hacked. And, of course, this was all something that was started by Hillary Clinton back in an October debate. So these people have been pushing this narrative all along, and we need to look a little bit deeper. We need to actually look at the violations of law committed by James Clapper and others who politicized their agencies and violated the Hatch Act. Because at the time that we had James Comey come back, remember just before the election, he came back and he said, well, we got some new information about the Hillary Clinton emails. And immediately you had Senator Harry Reid and others saying, we need to get after him on the Hatch Act. And quite frankly, they could have done that in terms of the way that it was presented. But also, the narrative that has been done by many in the intelligence agency in the aftermath of all this, pushing the lies about Hillary Clinton both before the election and after the election, they need to take a look at the Hatch Act. And we're going to take a look at that when we get into what the Democrats are doing in terms of pushing back on the efforts to look at voter registration rolls. This is something that they don't want you to see. They're trying to hide what is there. And they're trying to hide the fact that we know that there are a lot of problems on the voter rolls. They keep saying, no, no, not a problem. It's fake news. And look, Donald Trump is listening to InfoWars, and immediately he says there were millions of votes that were illegal aliens who registered to vote and so forth. But they're doing everything they can to stop the release of those public records. These are not privacy issues. This is something that has to do with the corruption of the Democrat Party. But let's get back and finish up on these 17 intelligence agencies. There's a story from Zero Hedge pointing out how the New York Times has been pushing this for a very long time. And this began, as I just said, with Hillary Clinton in the debate in October. She said there were 17 intelligence agencies that all agreed with this. And in this article, Zero Hedge put out some tweets from WikiLeaks. And WikiLeaks, back on the 20th of October, 2016, before the election, said Clinton's, quote-unquote, 17 U.S. intelligence agencies may be the biggest, most immediately disprovable whopper ever intentionally made during a debate. Let me repeat that. They said it's the biggest lie easily disproven ever made during a debate. And then they follow that up and they say, well, what do her 17 intelligence agencies include? They include things like the Coast Guard, the DEA, Naval Intelligence, Department of Energy, Air Force Reconnaissance. Really? Seriously? I mean, those people were looking at the Russians supposedly hacking into our election. And again, remember, they kept saying they never got into the voting machines. No, that was Homeland Security that did that. That was Homeland Security that violated the law immediately after the election. And subsequent to that, getting into the voter rolls in Indiana as well as in Georgia. Georgia is the place where they were first discovered. Then later they found them going in about 15,000 times into Indiana in violation of the law, trying to create a situation where they could take over the state election agencies and declare it critical infrastructure. So that's an executive order from Barack Obama. And that allows Donald Trump now to basically hoist them by their own petard and to go in and take a look at this. We don't want the federal government running the elections, but it might be a good thing right now before he gets rid of that executive order. And I hope they do. We had all the secretaries of state meet and say, remove this designation of critical infrastructure. It needs to be removed. But before you do, let's take a look at what Jay Johnson and Homeland Security were doing illegally, breaking into these different places, because we had Congressman Chaffetz and others say, please explain to us what you were doing. What was the purpose of this? How many times did you do this? Come forth with this. And they call for a special investigator because they believe that Homeland Security was not going to be honest, forthright, that they were not going to investigate themselves. And they're right. They stonewalled them until Jay Johnson did his dog and pony show and said, oh, it's the Russians. And I know that was ordered by Vladimir Putin. That's another patently absurd lie, just like the fact that the Coast Guard was looking at Russian interference somehow in our elections. But then they go on to say this. May 8th, 2017, WikiLeaks points out there have been 3,490 fake news stories. They reported that 17 intelligence agencies made U.S. election hacking report when only three of them did. And we talked about that. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA. And it wasn't even those three agencies. It was a political panel that was put together, presented with a report. Nobody complained about it. So Clapper says, that's done. We all agree. It's unanimous. Puts it out there, says, I speak for 17 intelligence agencies. And we unanimously agreed. You see how the lie snowballed under Clapper? The same guy who, when remember, we had Ron Wyden say, are you listening to all of our emails without search warrants, and James Clapper couldn't look him in the eye. He looks down, he rubs his eyebrow, and he goes, I can't really say. And then we found out a couple of weeks later, we had the Snowden leaks that showed, yes, beyond a doubt, we have the documents that they really are truly doing it. So here you have James Clapper putting this together, and now we've had nearly 3,500 fake stories about 17 intelligence agencies unanimously saying that somehow the Russians hacked it. Let's take a look at what else we found from the New York Times, just as a reminder, because, you know, these things are coming so fast and furious. It was an entire month ago that we had Comey testifying, and that Comey shot down the New York Times and said that their February the 14th story was basically a lie. Remember, if we go back, this is a Daily Caller story. The New York Times is looking into whether one of its big Russia scoops is actually true after former FBI Director James Comey disputed the report in his testimony before Congress. So this is about a month ago. The paper of record reported on February the 14th that U.S. intelligence officials had intercepted repeated communications between the Trump campaign and senior Russian intelligence officials in the year leading up to the election. Total lie from the New York Times. Total lie from the New York Times. An FBI agent, former director James Comey, called him on it in testimony. The news firmly planted the as-yet totally unsubstantiated narrative that the Trump campaign had colluded with Russia to sway the election in his favor. But Comey characterized the report as almost entirely false. Entirely false. So then they came out and said, well, we're looking into it. See, this has been going on, and these are major, major fabrications by the New York Times, by CNN, by the Washington Post, by the AP, and others that continue to go on, CNN. And now we have another one from the Associated Press break on this weekend. They're coming so rapidly, you can't keep up with them. And now this one. This is a new fake meeting story. And it sounds exactly like what CNN did when they said that Anthony Scaramucci had met with Russian investment fund, a bank, and they had completely made that up. That was what caused the three individuals to be fired. That's what's caused the big shakeup at CNN. And now AP has come out with a similar thing, saying that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt and Dow Chemical CEO Andrew Liveris had met privately. This is an imaginary meeting. Never happened, folks. And then they allege that some kind of impropriety happened as a result. So they make up a meeting, and then based on their imaginary meeting that never happened, the AP talks about improprieties, ethics issues. And now they're having to retract that, just like CNN. Do you get the idea of where this is going? And now, let's play Bernstein's video. Let's play what Carl Bernstein of Watergate fame said about the non-functioning Trump presidency that is, as he puts it, malignant. Let's play that clip from Bernstein.
I think something much greater is happening, and that is that we are in the midst of a malignant presidency. And that malignancy is known to the military leaders of the country, it's known to the Republican leadership in Congress who recognize it, and it's known to the intelligence community. And the presidency of Donald Trump is not functioning. It's not functioning partly because of his character. It's not functioning.
All right, we're going to play the rest of that when we come back, and we're going to talk about what's behind this coup, if you don't realize it just yet. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I've got a tiger moth's tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. I want to go back to this clip from Carl Bernstein, because this, I think, is very key. We've had the mainstream media that has kept its position of influence by telling the American people that they are objective, that they're disinterested, that they don't have a dog in the fight. And as I've said many times, anybody that tells you that they don't have an opinion that influences their reporting is not anybody that you should trust. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a political viewpoint. The very stories that you choose to cover are going to be reflective of your political position. You need to be honest with people. You need to tell them, here's my position on this, and here's why I think that. That's what we try to do here. We go in and we give you the documentation, as we just have here, and as we're going to talk about the voter data and how the election was rigged. And we're going to give you sources who are saying why that's the case, and we're going to tell you why the Democrats don't want to have that seen. But when we talk about something, we talk about it from a position that has to do with our political beliefs, and we're very upfront about that bias. Everybody has bias. And so when somebody tells you that they're not biased, that they're perfectly disinterested, they're either lying to you or they're lying to themselves and to you. And, of course, when we have somebody like Carl Bernstein, who is American royalty when it comes to journalism. This is one of the two guys, Woodward and Bernstein, who were part of the Watergate coup. And, of course, they did that and said, we're totally objective. We don't have a dog in this fight. We're just putting out the information that's given to me by Deep Throat. Now we see the mask coming off. And I want to go back and play that clip again. We didn't have time for the full clip. This is Carl Bernstein taking the mask off. This is how desperate they have become. They have removed the key device that they have used to control the American people because, as we see, all of these stories collapsing on them, the 17 intelligence agencies, the so-called meetings that they have made up between the Russian bank and somebody else, between the EPA director and somebody else. These are fake meetings that they're making up and then using that to attack the Trump administration. So as we see this collapsing with the New York Times, with the Washington Post, with the AP, with CNN especially, they're coming out and saying, we've got to get Trump. And here's the way Carl Bernstein put it.
I think something much greater is happening, and that is that we are in the midst of a malignant presidency. And that malignancy is known to the military leaders of the country. It's known to the Republican leadership in Congress who recognize it, and it's known to the intelligence community. And the presidency of Donald Trump is not functioning. It's not functioning partly because of his character. It's not functioning partly because of his attacks on the press, which is totally moving the needle that the American people are watching to a sideshow. But it's really not functioning because the character and capabilities of this president are called into grave question in a way that those who know him best are raising serious concerns about.
Well, you know, in terms of saying that it's not functioning, they're so upset because it actually is functioning. It functioned to stop TPP on day one. Donald Trump's presidency functioned to get us out of the fake climate change agreement out of Paris that would have controlled our economy. So, yeah, we're doing he's taking some very major steps. That's what they're really upset about. They don't like the direction that it's going. This is completely political. And that's why he's coming out and saying that it's non-functioning, that it is malignant, and we're going to have to attack it in a different way. It's going to require a different kind of reporting. And Donald Trump isn't having any of that. Let's play just to kind of rub their nose in it. This is the thing that really triggered them today and said, you're calling for violence against CNN. And it's like, no, he's not. He's just pointing out the fact that it's been a major takedown of CNN and the politicized, weaponized media that is trying to create a coup. And here's the thing that that they're complaining about that was on the Drudge Report. Let's play that. That's Donald Trump taking down somebody in a fake stage wrestling thing, and they got a little CNN square over it, and they're saying, that is a threat against CNN reporters. No, it isn't. All right, let's, real quickly, before we go back to the other news, and I want to get into Trump and the voter data, where he says, what are they trying to hide? Why won't they turn this information over to us? 4th of July summer mega specials are going on now, and we began this a couple of days ago, but these are massive savings. Free shipping store-wide, 30% off a wide variety of products like BrainForce Plus, Supermail Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Z-Shield, and 30 to 40% off plus free shipping on InfoWars Select Storable Food. And, of course, that is made in America, it's non-GMO, and it is sealed to last for 25 years. So even if you don't have an emergency, you can spread out your costs on your food to make sure that you don't are susceptible to spikes in food prices. Also, Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. Living Defense, 20% off. And again, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, here's the other part of the war between Donald Trump and the Democrats and the press. And this is voter data and real voter rolls. And as Donald Trump tweeted out today, actually yesterday, he said numerous states are refusing to give information to the very distinguished voter fraud panel. What are they trying to hide? And as The Hill points out, we have at InfoWars, store at InfoWars.com, more than half of the states have so far refused to provide all or some of the voter information requested by the Trump Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, the vice chair of the commission, said, frankly, if states like Kentucky or California won't provide available information, one has to ask the question, why not? What are they trying to hide if they don't want a presidential advisory commission to study their state voter rolls? And this is what the Democrat in Kentucky said. She said, there's not enough bourbon here in Kentucky to make this request seem sensible. Not on my watch are we going to be releasing sensitive information that relates to the privacy of individuals. But it doesn't. It is not sensitive. It doesn't relate to the privacy of individuals. As I even point out in this article, and I think this is, this is The Hill, not a Trump-friendly publication. They say the information requested by the commission's letter to all 50 states includes things like voter names, birth dates, the last four digits of the Social Security numbers, and party affiliation. The request was for information that is, listen to this, publicly available under each state's laws. Let me repeat that. All this information is publicly available. Anybody can get this. All they're asking for is the cooperation of these people to collect this information for them. That's something that anybody can get. Many states are providing part of this information, but not most of these Democrat states. It says several states, among them California and New York, said participating in the attempt to compile voter data would legitimize or perpetuate false claims of massive voter fraud. Wait a minute. If it would legitimize claims of voter fraud, you wouldn't want that to happen, would you? You don't want people to see that there actually is voter fraud. And as I've pointed out before, in North Carolina, where there is no voter ID, you don't have a picture ID in order to vote. You just walk up and you give them a name and you give them an address, and then they look on their voter rolls, and then they told a friend of my brother-in-law, so I'm sorry, you've already voted. So they have in North Carolina one of the longest voting terms around the election, the longest period of time for people to vote as any state. And so you can vote early and vote often. That's what the Democrats have done with the laws. They have tried to structure them so people can vote early and often, so they can use these voter rolls and they can go in and vote for somebody else because all they have to do is give them a name. And so the person said, I'm sorry, you've already voted. And so is this other person at your address. He goes, well, that's my mother. She's been dead for a couple of years. It's like, well, she voted. Now, did he report that? No, he didn't. And so the Democrats say that never happened because most people don't go to the extent to report that. But then, of course, one of these states where they're blocking this is Terry McAuliffe. He's obstructing efforts to investigate voter fraud. He's saying, no, we're not going to turn this over. He said, I have no intention of honoring a request for publicly available voter data made by the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Why wouldn't you make available publicly available voter data? Why would you not cooperate with that? Well, as we just said, they said it could validate the fact that there's illegitimate stuff going on here. We had a court decision in North Carolina because they tried to correct some of these things that allowed Democrats to vote early and vote often. And they said, these are targeting racial minorities with surgical precision. You know, things like having to have a picture ID. No, that's racist. Having a shorter voting window because they have the longest voting window of anybody. No, that's racist because I guess evidently certain minorities can't figure out what day election day is. And then having to go to a particular voting place, certain precinct. No, they can't know where to vote either. That is not targeting them with surgical precision. Everybody is constantly turning over their voter IDs to do everything. Stay with us. We'll be right.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
it's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.